Hey, my loves, it's your girl, Corey Love. I am here with a Couples in Cinema conversation. If you don't know, that's another series that I do where I have a conversation with couples in cinema. So tonight we're going to have a great conversation with Erica and David Franklin out of Detroit, Michigan. So if you don't know them, you're going to get to know them tonight. All right, but before I bring them on, I want to personally invite you to join me next month in Atlanta for Legit Paper Entertainment Indie Filmmaker Weekend. It's happening November 8th through the 10th, and it's a lineup of activities from conferences to one-on-one basketball tournament, fitness workshops, screening, and so much more. You already know I'm going to be on the red carpet, or I might just be floating around so that I have the opportunity to network with some of you that I may or may not know. Listen, if you're watching this live or you're watching a replay, make sure you are following Indie Filmmaker Weekend and following me as well. I will be giving away 5 tickets every week leading up to the event. Again, it's November 8th through the 10th. The conference is November 9th from 12 to 7 p.m. So that's definitely where I'm going to be. So be sure to follow and stay tuned. So tonight again, we're going to have Erica and David Franklin. So get ready. The Corey Love Show.
Your host, Corey Love.
And you know, that's me. So let's welcome in my guest. Hello, Erica.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Intro, Corey Love.
Thank you. How is the weather in Detroit?
It's actually not bad. Yeah, I think because of y'all's storm, we're getting all
I know y'all don't know how to act because it will usually be like real cold right now, right?
Yeah, but it's gonna be snowing in a minute, so I am enjoying this.
All right, so go ahead and introduce yourself to my audience.
Hi, y'all. I'm Erica L. Franklin, and this is my husband, David Franklin.
What up?
Yes, I'm happy to be on the
show. What up? It's such a pleasure to have you guys on, and I had the pleasure of working with you guys on A Record in Time, Sean Van Productions. Now, I saw you guys in action, but I want my audience to know and understand how you guys make things work because you're both actors. So with you, Erica, balancing a role, you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a nurse, you're an educator. And I say you're an educator because I know that you homeschool the boys. How do you balance these diverse roles in your life?
This guy, he is my yin to my yang, and he balances everything for me. So yes, I am a nurse full time too. My job knows that I'm an actress as well. So, you know, they're kind of like, we know you're an actress. So they're kind of flexible if I need like a time off, but they know I give them my all. I'm like on call 7 days a week, like emergencies too. So even though I've been seen on set with my laptop and working in between scenes, so it kind of helps. But, honestly, David is my balance to everything. I mean, we've been together since we were like 16-17 years old. So we got to know each other, the ins and outs, and he knows what I need before I need it. Sometimes I come home and he'd be like, I already took care of it, I already did this. So like marriage is, you know, not so much, you know, roles. It's like 50-50, right? Some days, he might cook and I might cook, or, you know, I might do this, he get that. Like, it's just, honestly, having a good support system, a good partner like that is like all I need. But yes, that's how
beautiful. It's high school sweethearts. Oh my God, I love
it. I know, went to prom and everything. We wore gold and cream.
Oh, I should have got that, honey. Because do you remember the colors?
I do. Yes,
I remember mine. So mine was gold and blue.
Really? That's royal. Hey,
come on, royal.
Yeah. Really, and when I look at the pictures, I look at the hairstyle. I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
How was your hair?
Beautiful.
How was your hair?
Huh?
How was your hair?
Like, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna DM y'all a picture. But it was like, I don't even know what they call it anymore, but it was like curls to hair, and then I had like the little back was long. It was cute then. Now
that was fly. It was like a mullet.
Kind of.
That's how I got it. That's like a little bunny. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's so beautiful to know that, you know, he balances you out. That's like huge in a marriage, because it's not 70%. It's not like, oh, the wife got to do this, the wife got to do that. So for you guys to both be doing it together is great. So what do you do, David, professionally?
Acting, what she got me into. And then I do business consulting. I just ventured off into nonprofit, where I'm focused on fundraising for nonprofits. And then my wife and I started a foundation to support charities that we believe in.
Awesome. So, I love it. Definitely needed. Definitely needed. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you homeschool. So do you share the teaching as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just got off of my teaching shift like right before this.
Yeah, so I take like certain days, like because when I first started homeschool, it was actually his idea. I actually took a break for nursing to like focus on my acting career and then focus on the children. It was a incident where, you know, my son just needed more attention. So David was like, no, he needs his parents to teach him right now. Like, let's just do it. I was scared. Like, I was always told, you go to school and you just do right. Like, you had no other option. Yeah. So, It was that, or, you know, no. So he actually, it was his idea. So now, since I'm working, I was like, how are we going to do this? So he was like, no worry, it'll always be taken care of. So on my certain days off, I'll take the kids and I homeschool them. And then on my days to work, he'll take the kids and he'll homeschool them. And then whatever we don't get to, you know, he might be like, hey, I couldn't get to this today. Do you mind working with him on this? I'm like, sure. And maybe like on a Saturday, I'm like, hey, I didn't get to this today. So on Saturday, Aiden and I said, we're going to do this, but we're going to make it like fun. So we're always busy. All the time, people are like, can you come here? Can you come? I'm like,
let's hang out.
I'm like, or let's go to brunch when the kids are cool. I'm like, I am the school.
Well, you know, as an educator myself, I commend you all, because I know it's not easy, especially doing your own children. So that's huge. And for him to bring it up is great. And I feel like it's really good. And I must say, I've been on set with your boys. They're well behaved. So that's big that, you know, you're able to do that with them. I don't know if you can do it on like all the sets, but having to do that, they're well behaved. They did their work. They did what they have to do. They were quiet on set. I have to apologize for that. So trust me, that's a huge thing.
Yes.
They really were good.
Yeah, they know. They're brought up, obviously, I brought them up on set life. So they both have acted in films too. They acted in Sean Vaughn's Survival as a Ghostwriter. So they were young Javon in the beginning.
I gotta look for them. I didn't know that.
So Isaiah had dreads in the beginning, and he was like writing in the notebook as young Javon. And then Aiden was sewn as a throwback when Javon was talking to his dad, and he was like, yo, I got a rap. You want to hear it? He was a little boy. So they know. Because I'm like, you got to come with me. Let's go. Even when I went on a set in Texas, Devin, she had introduced me to this. It was the Ford show. Ford Progress podcast. And they took the kids and they like taught them how to do media. They taught them how to work on set too. So they actually learned. And in homeschool, we can say we're having media day, but really it's like mommy's set day, daddy's set day.
So they're able to see like that stuff they won't get in school. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like hands on. So, and you're able to take them on your type of field trip. I hope you can do it as long as you guys can do it, because they need that. And even if you can't, at least they would have had that foundation. So that's really great. I love that. That was fun. I know that was fun for them.
Yeah, they love it. They are wild kids. So they have like a structure without structure is like what they need right now.
But what I know David said earlier, you got him into into acting. So what made you pursue it, Erica?
Well, I've actually been acting by myself since I was like a little girl. I've always been into like the arts. Like I remember, you know, growing up with my grandma, just making up stories in the backyard and characters in a backyard. Most people think like, yo, take that girl to get checked out. But, you know, my grandma was like, who are you talking to? I'm like, nobody, I'm just playing. And she's like, but I heard like three different voices, but I would change my voice to make up different characters. So I've been like a weird little kid. So I've always liked it. But when I got into high school, my high school is curriculum based and they have like performing arts majors. It's college prep. So my teacher, Marilyn McCormick, she's a Tony Award winning teacher. She has so many students who are like actively working on like networks, like, you know, Nico from P-Valley, Uncle Clifford, people work on Power. Like she's birthed like this nation of performers. So she's the one that actually put into me that, no, you can do this as a career. Like if you want to do that, you can do it. So when I met her, she worked with us, she worked with the students. So I'm like trained actor. So that's when I thought like, oh, I can do this for real. She's like, yes, you can be a storyteller for real, because she made me seem like it's not just acting on stage, it's actually therapy for yourself and it's actually therapy for audience. So to know that I'm doing it to actually help people, you know, have a way to escape or tell a story that needs to be told in a way, it makes it more real for me to want to love it more than just reading the script and just having fun with it. Like I actually try to see the meaning in what I do. So that's why I do what I do. Yeah.
And I know for a fact, like I said, I've been on set with you and I've seen you in action. And you were focused. When your focus is not you're not playing around anything, and it's not in a bad way. You really put yourself in your script. Like this picture I took, you were came back, but before that, you were sitting and you were just engulfed in it. And it's like you wasn't even hearing anything around you. I'm like, she really into this, like for real. You know what I mean? Have you done theater? Because you give me that, like you've done stage plays and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's my background is stage. I came from the stage. So that's where I was birthed.
Right. I mean, when I see you, just how you, it's just something, a couple of people that I've interviewed, I knew that without them telling me. It's just something about when you have that background or that foundation. Yeah.
It's structure. That's where you get your chops from, honestly. Okay. And theater, improv. My teacher put us in improv and allowed us like write our own shows and come up with things quick when we were like 16, 17, 13 years old. So and learning, not only she taught us not only to read lines, but know what you're saying. Like know what you're saying without it saying it. So it kind of have to be focused on set, because if you're in a, you know, a scene that requires you to go to that place, me, I'm not at that point where I can just go right there. I need to process a time. Yeah. And sometimes it might take me to just be like, okay, I need to go to myself real quick to just calm nursing life, mom life, to calm this extra life, to really just bring this character or this scene to life for what the director or the story needs to be told. So that's probably why I would be so focused on, and I try to do the best of anything I do, no matter how big or how small it is, because I realize what you put out there is what you get back.
And you just said something that you try to separate being a nurse and a mom. So do you find it challenging to separate your on-screen roles from your real life relationships?
I don't. No, I don't try to separate it. I try to relate it. So I try to find the connection and what I'm saying to something that I've dealt with. So most of the roles that I've taken, either I've known a story like it, or I try to imagine myself like, or I experienced it, or, you know, even if I haven't dealt with it, I'll try to realize what the feeling I'm feeling and when have I felt that way. So you know, it's not like I go home as the character, or if that's what you're saying, or, you know, mm-hmm. don't leave the character at the door. But honestly, my best coach, besides my teacher, is honestly my husband, because he'll sit and read the scripts with me. And he'd be like, say this line again and do it this way. And I'm just like, you're not a director. You're not doing it. Like, what you talk about? That I realize, like, you kind of.
Hey, you know, I know that. That's something that I know that you both are acting. That's what I wanted to ask him. Does she take constructive criticism from you, like when you give her feedback? Okay,
she takes it very well. Like, one thing I'll say, she is very humble. Like, despite all the awards and accomplishments she has, she's like very humble, very teachable. And again, I have no background in acting, but
right. And that's why I would wonder if she would not, you know, receive it well. So that's great.
Surprisingly, she still honors her role as a wife. If I'm saying something to her, she's going to at least hear it. And if it's something that can go in one ear out the other, she'll say, okay, thanks, babe, but I think I'm going to handle it this way. I'm like, okay, cool. But if it say something and she finds value in it, she'll take it, she'll process it, and then she'll say, what do you think? That's one thing I definitely admire about her.
But not only that, though, I don't have that. He doesn't really have that, like, that theater background. So he's the eye of, like, a natural audience for me, too. So if I'm saying something and I'm just like, how does that, do you think? He's like, nah, I'm okay. So as an audience member, you know, what are you feeling when I deliver this line? So he'll help me deliver even better as an audience person receiving it. So it kind of helps that. It helps as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's beautiful. Now, you guys look like you could be like on the cover of a Black Love magazine and stuff. So,
One day.
Yeah. And you guys have been together since teenagers. Like, so how do you maintain like the relationship and stuff? Do y'all do? Because I know you both work on set. Do y'all do date nights, just mommy and daddy trips? Or how do you guys maintain that relationship and that love?
God, honestly. We haven't, like, for the last maybe what, 2 or 3 years, we've scaled back a lot. And the reason we scaled back is because we started putting other people before ourselves, but we maintained the honor of marriage, keeping God there, and we focused on our spiritual growth more than the exterior and everything that is popular. Like, everybody, like, oh, you should go on dates, you should do this and that. If you don't have your spirit right, you're not going to treat the other person right. So we focused on that, and it allowed us to build deeper intimacy, aside from all the other stuff, because we dated, like you said, since we were 16, 17. We've been together 17 years or so. So a lot of the stuff is like that gets normalized, and the things that were deeper and we needed to focus on, that's where we kind of found our niche, our groove and growth through relying on that power and that streamline of God, keeping him present. So
Our last trip we took ever by ourselves was when we got married.
Yeah, Vegas.
Yeah, that Vegas. Was crazy.
That was a wild day.
Yeah, that was wild. But that was like 2016. Yeah. So that was the last trip, a couple trips we've taken. So most of our things are like mommy and daddy dates. Mm-hmm. We do go out, you know, we embrace the time we do have alone, but it's not right now. Our focus is on like the kids, and we know where we at. Like, we have fun with the kids. That's a date for us.
right. Yeah.
We don't overlook those small things like taking a walk.
Yeah.
Spending time together, just taking a ride, or
it makes you appreciate that.
Appreciate those things.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, you, for me, looking at you, like I said, I see so much in you. And there's one huge thing for me is your range, because there's two scenes. Well, the two films, I've seen you in four, but these two for me stood out because one, you were a grandmother and you switched it up. And then the other, you were a coworker. So let's look at those clips.
Okay. Maybe it was time for you to get out that life anyway.
I gotta pay for this lawyer.
Your daddy with his no good ass was a hustler to the day he died. And you definitely got it in your blood. Katrina, you gotta pray on it. You'll find a way.
That last part is definitely a grandmother. Baby, you gotta pray. And then here, you were working.
I actually need you to go out and take your best shots. And we'll talk about your ideas tomorrow. Arrive 2 hours before the meeting, and I'll have you present your ideas in front of the board.
Oh,
Okay. Don't let me down. Okay.
Although you did it wrong, we ain't gonna say nothing. But if you
shout out to Will doing one take.
Go check out Erica in Captured and also in Rose Gold, and they're both on Tubi for free. I like to say that. And in this right here, David, you were sitting with your father-in-law in a recent time, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us your role in this. I call it like a Back to the Future thing, but you can tell us a little bit about the film and your role.
All right, so I played Daryl in A Record in Time. That first, let me shout out Erica. Erica Gomez is Smith Gomez is like the best. Like she is so sweet with writing, and like just her whole mindset of like with the film, we're supposed to go back in time because we hear music and it take you back. Like it's certain things that take you back. One is like fragrance, which I'm a big fan of, and the next one is music. I'm a big music fanatic. But the fact that they play this record, they go back in time and they're trying to relive and change elements in the past, that the writing style is not something I've seen from someone local in the indie film industry. So I definitely want to shout her out. But the way that they have this film with Erica being the star amongst a bunch of other great talent and cast and crew, shout out to the crew and the lighting, they did phenomenal, you know? Mm-hmm. And I played the husband. I was supportive. I was in, and you see me pop my face in and out a few different times. And it's a great film.
He plays my husband the second time I go back in time. Yeah. So I got to watch it to really get it. But
And you got to watch it uninterrupted.
Uninterrupted. Yes. Yeah. It's available now on TVI. But absolutely. Let me tell you how he got that role, though.
Tell us.
So I'm reading the script, and I'm like, I was like, well, babe, I got Trish. Like, I got one of the lead characters. I'm excited because I really want to do this. And he was like, oh. I was like, well, she married? And he was like, she married? I was like, yeah. He was like, she gonna kiss somebody? And I was like, well, I mean, probably, but we have this thing where we have like hard nose how things. And he was like, well, you know, okay, they got auditions. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I'm auditioning for your husband. I was like, no, you're not. You're not auditioning for your husband. He was like, anybody kiss your wife, I'm gonna have a chance to do it myself.
Hey, look, I know that. Right.
I was like,
start out as a joke. But then,
right. And then it was like, okay. And he was like, oh, she's like, we already got chemistry. And he did amazing for his second role. He did amazing. And he made me feel comfortable on set. And I was actually surprised to do it. But I feel like Daryl was really David. It's really how he am, like caring. I'll take the baby for you. Yeah. I'll do this. It was almost like, okay, I'm acting with David right now. So it worked. And Erica and Paris really saw that in them when they cast it. So it did work out, but he did amazing.
I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't know you guys were married, like for real, until after a while. I was like, cause y'all was so, you know, without me knowing, like, I kind of was like, they gotta be married, like for real. And Erica's like, that's her husband. I was like, okay, I get it. That's why.
But on Instagram, it's so good. I was like,
yes. Lauren says, hey, one of my favorite couples. She's on
Instagram. What's up?
And there's a question from Curtis in Jacksonville. He says, what was the hardest part about breaking into acting?
Letting go of acting. So letting go of acting the scene and really just being and living in it. Sometimes we just have a script and we want to just do our best, and we wind up being like a waiter, can I take your order? Like, how would you know? It's just like, over deliver. And it's just like, just take a moment and breathe and just really think about what you're saying, and to the mannerisms, to how you will look, how you will have your hair. Do you really talk like this all the time? Like, let go of you and really embody that character and actually be in a state of just being in the moment. That's really hard because you're reading a script and you got to relate it. And you're like, how do I do this? So once you let go and really be in the state of being, then you almost can like knock it out of park almost every time. But a lot of people have a hard time just stop acting, stop treating it like a check, and actually just be and tell the story. I think that's the hardest part.
Now that's a message right there. That is a tip, because I was trying to figure out like what are some specific techniques and stuff that you did, but that question.
That's a technique.
Yes. That's a good one.
You just see something and you'd be like, why are they talking like that? I was like, because they're acting. They look, they're acting.
Sounds like they're, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of, I know in a lot of indie filmmakers that allow you to not stare away too much from the script, but to just, like you said, be natural. This is, most of the things is what you do.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes I respect the writer, but sometimes, like, the way they say it may sound right to them, but the way I say it may not come off as comfortable to me. So I'm like, I know you wrote it this way, but if I'm going to deliver it, like my tongue, it doesn't roll off my tongue that easy as it did for you.
Right.
So sometimes people say words in order that they can't really say smooth. It doesn't flow for them. So you got to kind of like, hey, can I say it, you know, like this, but still keep the content. It's just about keeping that open line of communication. And a real director and writer is going to be lenient unless you're just trying to change the whole script. You know, like they're going to be like, fine. It takes a team effort to make everything believable.
Yeah. That was such a good answer. Like, that makes a lot of sense. Now, and so you, like I said, you answered the other question that I was going to ask, so that's cool.
Oh,
but
okay.
Do you, it's before we close out, I'm going to ask one final question. Now, we're going to play the game, but what advice, besides what you just gave, because that's like the advice of the century, would you give to other couples, though, like who are both in the entertainment industry?
I would say definitely set out your values. Always keep God in the head of your life in every decision that you do. Pray together, consult with each other over every decision. Doesn't matter if it's a small decision. Consult with them everything. But as you're acting, you want to discover like, hey, babe, what are you okay with? If you are not my love interest in this, what will make you uncomfortable when I come home? Is it, you know, nudity? Is it kissing scenes? Is it how can I make that kiss more comfortable for you that I can bring it up to the director and see if they're willing to do that for me? So that's something that most people don't do. They're like, well, I'm acting. You just need to respect what I'm doing. It's just like, well, now you have someone. You got to go home to somebody now. Like, they got to be there when you get home.
Yeah.
Like, you told them, I'm not going to have a sex scene. And then you bust it open and you gotta come home like, I don't know, it just happened.
You gotta communicate.
You're only on set for 7 days, baby. You live with this man, okay. Bro.
Yeah. Right.
But have those non-negotiables and then have some alternatives how you can work it out. You know what I'm saying? So if like, you got a kiss and see, is there a way you can like manipulate how it looks on camera? Because it's all camera work, and that's something I had to learn. Like what I see on camera is not what takes place. You see what I'm saying?
So
how can you manipulate it? And if they're comfortable, sometimes you got to remove yourself from your shoe and then put yourself in the other person's shoe. So I know where she's going to go for career-wise. So I have to look past how I feel sometimes, or she'll look past how she feels in different instances to say, what will be best for this person? If this is a good role and this is good for you and it won't compromise how you feel, then maybe this is where I remove myself and say, hey, let's go for this. You know, that's something you gotta consider.
The last young lady that I interviewed, Kendra, she's the producer in Texas. And her husband, he just got into filming, like being the cinematographer. And he said that he helped her set up a scene that she had to do. And it was like a sex scene. But, we all know they don't really do it. So he said he had to set it up. She said he set it up and he left. He sat in the car. And then he came back after they were done. So I said, so when he saw it, what did he say? He was like, oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So he respects and she respects him. So that makes a big difference.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. So we're gonna play a game, and don't get nervous. But we also love the show. I play a game, and I switch it up a lot. So now I'm gonna do it like a actual game show, which is that we're not like live. And I just want to say this is one of my favorite shots ever of you.
Why?
It just seems so like. I think it's because of how they set it up. And then when you see it, if you guys haven't seen A Record in Time, go check it out. EI Network. It's an amazing film. I'm not just saying that because I worked on it, but just the concept, like David said earlier, it's different. It's different, you know? So make sure you guys check it out. They're both in it. He's her husband. And it's, it's great. All right.
Hold on.
Okay. Is there anything you want to leave the audience?
No. Well, yes. Watch Record in Time on TV. I is coming out on Tubi. Look out for me and future roles. You can follow me on Instagram at Erica Franklin _official on IG. If you have any nonprofits or anything, you need help with coaching and financing, my husband David the
David dot the servant is for the nonprofit, and Credex is for consulting.
There you go.
Wait, which one is which?
I got two. I'm transitioning. I'm trying to work it out. But no, I got Credex is my consultant, and David dot the servant is my nonprofit.
Okay, awesome. So if you got like a consultation fee, or is the first one free?
So I do business consulting. A lot of my work is free when it's just consulting for advice. And then we do have fee for referral.
Okay, so I had to find out because I'm going to call. But no, just like, you know, if you're watching the replay, make sure you check them out. Check them out on screen, and also visit them on Instagram for other things that are coming up. I know that Erica is also in Captured. She's also in Rose Gold. And I've seen you like other things. Honestly, I can't remember. But those were like two of my favorite roles because I just saw such a, like you, that range. I was like, what?
Yeah, okay. Shout out to Will. Those are both Urban Cineplex. Shout out to Will calling me like, can you pull off the 65-year-old? I was like, what? All these people out here calling me 65-year-old. I was like, okay, yeah, let's try. And
so that was your wig, or he gave you that wig?
He bought that wig himself, so I was surprised. I'm like, okay. He bought it. He's like, I got one. I'm like, okay.
Right. All right, so we're going to play a game. We're going to start with the first slide. So, name this show.
Oh, man.
You put my little sound effects.
I haven't watched no TV, Corey, but is that like the neighbor? What is that? The neighborhood show? The Neighbors. Yes! I know the Neighbors.
Good for you. Yeah, I love that. It gives me back in the days, like sitcom, you know? It's so
cool. Yeah.
All right. Good for you. All right. In Captured, what was the issue with Sandra? What issue did she have?
What was the issue with Sandra? Mm-hmm. Well, she wanted her pictures presented. Gosh, she wanted her pictures to be like publicized. See, I saw the answers. I didn't know how you was gonna say it. Yeah, and she's someone who knows me. Okay,
yeah. Because her boss at the time, if you haven't watched it, her boss at the time kind of ran with her idea. So she quit. She was like, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah. But she had a lot of problems in that movie.
Right. She did. Name this actor.
That's Mekhi Phifer.
Okay, girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What business did Cookie manage?
It was a record label.
Yes. Okay. Y'all do know this stuff. Name the actress.
Well, Alfred Woodard.
Girl, you do know this stuff. What does Stella do?
Got a groove back.
Mm-hmm. Identify this logo.
Lionsgate.
No.
Oh, oh wait, no, that's not WB.
Motion pictures.
Nah. Ooh, that's a Lionsgate. I don't know. Metro. Wow.
Which actor won Tato of Awards on my show last year?
Won top 12, like in the top 12, or the number one?
He won though, out of the top 12.
Was it Denzel Dandridge?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope we watch it.
I know. That made me smile. Name this.
Yes. Ooh, soul food.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What's the name of the twin sisters from Sister Sister?
Tia and Tamara.
Yay!
Hello, Easter.
Y'all did good. I did not. Hey. I don't like that.
I missed one. I got that line. Yeah. That got me.
Yeah, you just missed one out of all of those. But thank you so much. I appreciate you guys for being on the show. Well, and like I said, you're welcome. If you're not already following, make sure you follow them. It's right here on the bottom of the screen at @Erica_Franklin_official and David.TheServant. He is a consultant and she is a homeschool teacher, a nurse, a wife, a mother. She does it all. And so does David. So you're not going to take that away. Okay. So make sure you follow them. Check them out again in A Record in Time on TVEI Network. And if there were no you, there would be no Corey Love Show. So thank you guys so much for being on.
Thank you. Thank you
guys for tuning in. And if you're watching the replay, start from the beginning. Have a good night.
Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome. God is blessed. Love. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.